Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here are the Heartbreakers bringing us back with their leader, Tom. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico, succeedinginyourbusiness.com is his website. You need to check that out, folks. It's an important one. Cliff, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about different types of business entity, taxable or otherwise, business entities, legal entities. These are, folks, these become the equivalent of another human being. They have rights. They can own property. They have liability. They protect their owners from liability. I mean, these are functioning entities. You need to think about that. Cliff, one of the things that we, in the previous segment, we talked about benefits corporations and L3 LLCs, a different kind of an LLC. I'd like to remind people that 20 years ago, this is like the 20th anniversary of the very first LLC, and it took a long time. Every state had to adopt an LLC capability, and there had, you know, almost every state had to have a lawyer to write the LLC rules for that state, and so it took several years to ripple through the country so that now all states have the ability to do LLCs or benefits corporations like that.
Yeah, and right now about 27 states either have adopted these things or they've got bills pending in the legislature to adopt them. It won't take nearly as long as it did for the LLCs to get to all 50 states, Jim. This is a real rah-rah thing. Mm-hmm. Politicians like this kind of thing. It makes them look like they're doing good, but they're not really doing anything, and politicians love that. So a lot of states, I mean, they're just rolling over and passing these things. So I think it's fair to say that within the next year, we'll probably be seeing these in all 50 states. I'm not too concerned about that.
I'm not optimistic about, A, the proliferation of benefits corporation, and B, the happiness, the ultimate happiness that people who start them will have with them. What do you think?
Well, here's the thing. They're a hybrid, Jim, and that's what you got to remember. You have a social purpose, but you also have shareholders who expect a return on their investment. Mm-hmm. It's a for-profit company. Mm-hmm. A benefits corporation is not a 501c3. It is not exempt from taxes, and it cannot accept tax-deductible donations. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be, if you're a director or an officer of a benefits corporation, you're serving two masters. And we all know the Bible says you cannot serve two masters.
Right.
You know, and there may be tension. You know, what happens if your for-profit shareholder says, hey, you're using too much of the money, you know, for the social good. I want to see some return on my investment. Mm-hmm. What do you do? Which master do you serve? Or likewise, let's say that some organization comes down and says, hey, you're not doing enough. You're a benefits corporation, but 99% of your profits are going to your shareholders. You're not doing enough for your public good. You could get caught in the middle of this catfight here.
I'm trying to imagine why someone would choose a benefits corporation. So let's say that they're very conscious of something, some issue, they work
right.
In an environment or baby seals or whatever, and they want to attract like-minded investors, but they still don't want to be. But if the thing does well, they want to be able to benefit from the financial success of it. So they use the benefits corporation structure. Number one, to have their issue in the charter, and number two, to be able to attract a profile of investor who agrees with them, and that makes it better than the nonprofit because they can make a profit and do good.
Well, that's right, and also too, the investors. You know, the key to a benefits corporation is that the investors must buy in to the social mission.
That's
they
right.
cannot be looking for profit as mm-hmm. their primary reward. If they are, they're setting themselves up for a fall.
And if they just formed a regular corporation,
right.
and told their investors that they were not going to be
right.
They were going to be focusing on this charitable type of thing, then they would probably have a harder time finding investors for that.
Well, the answer is, I'm not so sure about that, Jim. At least you know where you stand. If 10% mm-hmm. of the profits are going to a charity, that
you
means that the
that.
Remaining 90% goes to the shareholders. So,
right.
so you don't have that conflict.
Mm-hmm.
that you do. Whereas that, in a benefits corporation, those decisions are being made on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis.
Right.
And I just don't know what kind of an individual, you know, somebody maybe with multiple personalities would have to, I think you'd have to serve on a board of an organization like that.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be
that's the thing.
It'll be interesting.
So we're going to see how it plays out. It's a brand new thing. So,
right. Yeah.
I'm not going to say no yet.
How many states have it
wrong before?
Again, how many states have it right now?
27 either have it or they got bills pending in the legislature.
Yeah, and it has to go through the legislature too, by the way, folks. So check with your Secretary of State. They can probably tell you. Hey, Cliff, good job today. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure, man. Thanks.
Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen, succeedinginyourbusiness.com. I encourage you to check out all his stuff. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.